Let's continue with the Brit Chadashah, the New Covenant, Mark chapter 13. Who is Yeshua? Yeshua, Jesus, is the most important man who ever lived. The most important man brought the world the most important message. A message that must be believed and embraced for human beings who are alienated from God and headed to hell, not heaven, to death, not life, to be reconciled to their Creator and live forever. And being reconciled to our Creator is our absolute greatest need. Everything Messiah did, everything he said, every interaction with others that has been recorded for us in this divinely inspired book of Mark is extremely relevant, extremely important. We want to understand as much as we possibly can about this most important man and his most important message. We want to line up our thoughts and our lives with this most important man and his most important message. And we want to tell as many people as we possibly can about this most important man and his most important message. Mark chapter 13, we're getting close to the end of Messiah's most amazing life and ministry. Everything is intensifying. Everything is building to a fantastic climax, resulting in some of the most important events in history. Yeshua has been in the most important city on earth, Jerusalem, at the most important place in the world, the temple. Mark tells us, as Yeshua was leaving the temple, one of his disciples said to him, "Look, Rabbi, what massive stones, what magnificent buildings." The temple was the most important place on earth. It was the place where God revealed his presence on earth to human beings in the most special way. It was the place where the principles of sacrifice and atonement were most clearly seen. The temple was where the Sanhedrin met, Israel's leadership. The temple was where money was stored. The temple was ancient and sacred. And the second temple had been renovated and expanded and was beautiful and very impressive. "Look, Rabbi, what massive stones, what magnificent buildings." "Do you see all these great buildings?" replied Yeshua. "Not one stone here will be left on another. Every one will be thrown down." In spite of its sacredness, its beauty, its grandeur, Yeshua predicts the temple will be completely destroyed. This was a devastating prophecy. It's equivalent to someone saying to us today, "I'm warning you that a time is coming when your political, economic, and religious centers will all be completely destroyed." Who is Yeshua? He is a true prophet who predicted the total destruction of the second temple, which, of course, happened in 70 AD, just as he said. As Yeshua was sitting on the Mount of Olives, opposite the temple, Peter, James, John, and Andrew asked him privately, "Tell us, when will these things happen? And what will be the sign that they are all about to be fulfilled?" Messiah had informed his disciples previously that he would come to earth twice. The first time, experiencing rejection, suffering, and a horrible death, followed by resurrection, and he would return to earth a second time as the glorious King Messiah. Now he is teaching his disciples that the destruction of the temple is connected to his return. And his followers will be able to discern that his return is nearby by various signs that he will give them here. Yeshua is someone who wants us to be absolutely certain that he will return to earth, and to be aware of signs indicating his return is close. Yeshua said to them, "Watch out that no one deceives you. Many will come in my name, claiming, 'I am he,' and will deceive many." Before Yeshua returns, there will be tremendous spiritual confusion. There will be many false messiahs who will deceive many people. And being deceived by a false messiah is absolutely devastating and ruinous. You do not want to be deceived by a false messiah. Yeshua is someone who wants us to watch out for false messiahs, to be able to identify a false messiah so as not to be deceived by a false messiah. Messiah's return will be preceded not only by false messiahs, but by an unusual amount of political instability and military aggression. When you hear of wars and rumors of wars, do not be alarmed. Such things must happen, but the end is still to come. Nation will rise against nation, kingdom against kingdom. Messiah's return will be preceded by an unusual amount of political instability and military aggression. Messiah's return will be preceded by instability in the earth itself. There will be earthquakes in various places. It's as if the earth itself spasms at the end of an old, corrupt age that's dying and the beginning of a new and better age. Messiah's return will be preceded by many people dying of hunger. There will be famines. Messiah compares the time preceding his return to a woman about to give birth to a child. These are the beginning of birth pains. Birth pains. Labor pains. So, as we see these signs that he is giving us increasing in frequency and in intensity, like a woman in labor, her pains increase in frequency and in intensity, we are to know that Yeshua's return is near. These are the beginning of birth pains. You must be on your guard. Yeshua is someone who wants his followers to know that the time preceding his return will be extremely difficult and challenging. It will be a time of spiritual deception, political instability, military aggression, famines, and earthquakes. We must be on our guard to remain faithful to God during this challenging time. Messiah's return will be preceded by persecution of his followers by religious and political authorities. You will be handed over to the local councils and flogged in the synagogues. On account of me, you will stand before governors and kings as witnesses to them. Yeshua is someone who knows that Christians and Messianic Jews will be persecuted by political and religious authorities. And he wants us to use those situations as opportunities of evangelism, to witness to those political and religious authorities about Yeshua's reality. Messiah's return will be preceded by the worldwide proclamation of the gospel. And the good news, this message about the Messiah, must first be preached to all nations. The whole world will hear. Yeshua is someone who wants the good news proclaimed to the whole world. That's something he is deeply committed to. And he wants us to be passionate about and participating in world evangelism, like he is. He wants his followers to be actively proclaiming the good news, not just in the future, but now, to as many as we can, to people near and to people far away. Yeshua is someone who does not want those who are persecuted and arrested because of their loyalty to him to worry about their defense. Whenever you are arrested and brought to trial, do not worry beforehand about what to say. Just say whatever is given you at the time. For it is not you speaking, but the Holy Spirit. Yeshua is someone who will give his persecuted followers, by means of his Spirit living in them, the right words to speak in front of their persecutors. He promises that. Messiah's return will be preceded by intense worldwide hatred of his followers and by betrayal by members of their family. Brother will betray brother to death. And a father, his child. Children will rebel against their parents and have them put to death. Everyone will hate you because of me. But the one who stands firm to the end will be saved. Yeshua is someone who wants us to know that we will be hated by the entire world and betrayed by members of our own family. And he wants us to endure that hatred and betrayal and remain loyal to him to the very end, even if it means betrayal, persecution, suffering, jail, even death. Yeshua demands loyalty to him comes before loyalty to anyone else, even loyalty to family. Yeshua is someone who knows that it's not just how we start the race of faith that's important, but how we finish the race of faith that's crucial. It's the one who remains loyal to the Messiah to the end who will be saved, not the one who makes an impressive start only later to fall away. Yeshua is someone who wants his followers to understand about the abomination that causes desolation and take appropriate action when that horrible event happens. When you see the abomination that causes desolation standing where it does not belong, let the reader understand. Mark, the author of this book, is informing his readers that the abomination that causes desolation is something we need to be familiar with, something we need to understand. That understanding comes from the book of the prophet Daniel. Daniel predicts a horrible event will take place that causes devastation. A powerful ruler will make and then break a covenant with Israel and defile the temple. This ruler is the Antichrist, the ultimate false Messiah, and the enemy of the true Messiah. He will rule over a one-world political, economic, and religious system. When the third temple is rebuilt, at the third temple, he will claim to be God and demand that everyone on earth worship him, and those who do not will be horribly persecuted. That is the abomination that causes desolation. When you see the abomination that causes desolation standing where it does not belong, then let those who are in Judea flee to the mountains. Let no one on the housetop go down or enter the house to take anything out. You must flee immediately, quickly. Let no one in the field go back to get their cloak. Yeshua wants those living in Israel, when this abomination that causes desolation takes place, to immediately flee for their lives. Yeshua predicts that this will be a terrifying time, particularly for those who are most vulnerable. How dreadful it will be in those days for pregnant women and nursing mothers. Yeshua wants his followers to pray that this horrible event that causes devastation does not take place in winter, when travel or seeking refuge is harder. Pray that this will not take place in winter, because those will be days of distress unequaled from the beginning, when God created the world, until now, and never to be equaled again. If the Lord had not cut short those days, no one would survive. But for the sake of the elect, whom he has chosen, he has shortened those days. Yeshua is someone who knows that this will be the worst period in history. It will be so awful that if God did not limit its duration, everyone would die. But for the sake of those Jewish people and those people from the nations who have been chosen for salvation, God will limit its duration so some do survive. Again, Messiah warns his followers about their need to be alert to spiritual deception. At that time, if anyone says to you, "Look, here's the Messiah," or "Look, there he is," do not believe it. For false messiahs and false prophets will appear and perform signs and wonders to deceive, if possible, even the elect. Similar to what Michael was teaching us in his parasha about Pharaoh's magicians, false prophets who were able to do miracles but empowered by the dark side. So be on your guard. I have told you everything ahead of time. This will be a time of tremendous spiritual deception. With people claiming that the Messiah is here. No, the Messiah is there. Many claiming to be a prophet. Many claiming to be the Messiah. And some of those false prophets and false messiahs will do miracles, real miracles. But in spite of their miracles, they are still false messiahs and false prophets who will do tremendous damage to those they deceive. Messiah's followers must be aware of this and on guard so they are not deceived. And Yeshua is someone who will not accept the excuse, it's not my fault because I was deceived by that false prophet or false Messiah because I didn't know. I didn't understand. I wasn't warned. Be on your guard, Yeshua says. I have told you everything ahead of time. He will not accept the excuse, it wasn't my fault. That I was deceived. I didn't know. I wasn't warned. I'm not responsible. At the very end of that horrible period, right before the one who made the sun, moon, and stars returns, those heavenly bodies will indicate that something unusual is about to happen. In those days, following that distress, the sun will be darkened, the moon will not give its light, the stars will fall from the sky, and the heavenly bodies will be shaken. And then something truly amazing is going to happen. Someone amazing is going to return in an amazing way. At that time, people will see the Son of Man, referring to himself, coming in clouds with great power and glory, majesty, honor. The Son of Man, that perfect human being, the Messiah, will rule Israel and the nations, and he will do something wonderful. His persecuted people, no matter where on earth they may be, will be rescued from all danger and brought to a place of safety. And he will send his angels and gather his elect, his chosen ones, from the four winds, from the ends of the earth to the ends of the heavens. Messiah will return to this world. He will destroy the Antichrist. He will rescue his people with a great salvation. Until that happens, Yeshua wants certain things from us. Now learn this lesson from the fig tree. As soon as its twigs get tender and its leaves come out, you know that summer is near. Even so, when you see these things happening, you know that it is near. My return, right at the door, like a man about to open the door and step through. Yeshua wants those living close to the time of his return to be aware of these signs indicating his return is near, to keep those signs in mind. Yeshua wants his followers to know that this generation, which is best understood as referring to his people, especially his Jewish people, even though persecuted and hated, those people will survive and see the fulfillment of these things. Truly, I tell you, this generation will certainly not pass away until all these things have happened. Messiah is talking about his return to earth in a dramatic way. He's talking about signs that precede his return. He's talking about the Antichrist. He's talking about the abomination that causes desolation. Hard to believe, right? Yeshua wants his followers to know that everything he says, every word he utters, every teaching he gives us is completely reliable. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will never pass away. Messiah's words will be more enduring than the entire universe. Yeshua is someone who wants us to be absolutely sure that we can trust everything he has said. His return, these signs, Antichrist, abomination of desolation. Heaven and earth will pass away. My words will never pass away. Yeshua wants his followers to be absolutely sure that he will return and be aware of the nearness of his return, but never set the time of his return. The timing of that great event is known only by God the Father, or at that time was known only by God the Father. But about that day or hour, the exact moment when I return, no one knows, not even the angels in heaven, nor the Son, but only the Father. Be on guard, be alert, you do not know when that time will come. Yeshua is someone who does not want his followers to lose their spiritual focus and get distracted by the world and its pleasures and ignore the signs indicating the return of the king. It's like a man going away. He leaves his house and puts his servants in charge, each with their assigned task, and tells the one at the door to keep watch. Therefore, keep watch, referring to all of us, because you do not know when the owner of the house will come back, whether in the evening or at midnight or when the rooster crows or at dawn. If he comes suddenly, do not let him find you sleeping. What I say to you, I say to everyone, watch. Be alert. Be aware. Be looking for me in my return constantly. Watch. So, who is Yeshua according to this 13th chapter of this divinely inspired book of Mark? He is a true prophet who predicted the total destruction of the Second Temple, which happened, as he said, in 70 AD. Yeshua is someone who wants his followers to be absolutely certain that he will return to earth. Yeshua is someone who gives us signs to watch for, indicating his return is near. Yeshua is someone who knows that the time preceding his return will be the worst time in history, but some of the chosen ones will survive. It will be a time of spiritual deception, political instability, military aggression, famines and earthquakes, disturbances in the sun, moon, and stars. Yeshua's followers will be hated by the world, betrayed by family, persecuted by political and religious authorities. In spite of that, Yeshua is someone who demands we remain loyal to him to the end and use any opposition or persecution to witness to his reality. And he promises to give his persecuted followers, by means of his spirit living in them, the right words to speak in front of their persecutors. Yeshua is someone who wants the good news proclaimed to the whole world, and that will happen before he returns. Yeshua is someone who wants his followers to understand about the abomination that causes desolation and take appropriate action when that happens. Yeshua is someone who will return to earth full of power and glory and honor and majesty. He will destroy the Antichrist and his corrupt world system and rescue Yeshua's people. Yeshua wants his followers to be absolutely certain that he will return and be aware of the nearness of his return, but never dare set the time, the day, the hour of his return. Yeshua is someone who does not want his followers ever to lose their spiritual focus and get distracted by the world and its pleasures and ignore the signs indicating the arrival of the King. He wants us always to be on the alert, on guard, watching, looking to him, looking for his return, serving him fully and faithfully until he returns. Yeshua is someone who wants his followers to know that every word he uttered, including these amazing future events, is completely reliable. He wants us to be absolutely certain we can trust everything he has said. Heaven and earth will pass away. My words will never pass away. May God enable Yeshua to be all these things to us, and may we respond faithfully to all that he is and become all that we should be.